Hi, Vince.
All right.
Oh, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It is I, Bogo Man. And here we are, the 12th of January. Happy 2018, everybody. Here we are. It's Friday night, 9:04. We're back, baby. It's Paragon Radio, and I'm not alone. With me, he is one-third of the leadership team of Paragon Dawn. He is the Mad Viking.
Almighty Bill Gates, almighty Steve Jobs, we sacrifice this AOL disk to make sure it works.
Yes, because the last time, we were ready to do a show the last time, and all of a sudden we lost audio. We were ready to go. All systems were go, and all of a sudden, what the hell happened to our audio? We were talking before the show started, and all of a sudden,
well, you and Rain
go,
was.
You know, me and Rain were, and all of a sudden I was like, well, we can't even hear the theme. What happened? No, it's not fair. No, it was supposed to be our last show of the 2017. The 2017 was an evil year for us. We didn't like it. Boo, I say boo. This is how far, this is what we thought 2017. Out the door you go. There it went, just like that. And I'll tell you how cool this is. You hear that thing, that noisemaker? I was talking to my sister. I said, do you have any more of these things? She goes, here. She gave me like two big handfuls of these things. I couldn't find them anywhere. She goes, here, take them. Two overflowing handfuls. I got a whole big bag of these things now. If one fails, two shall rise. Happy New Year, Mad Viking.
Success. Happy New Year to you.
Yes, it's we definitely had success. Yes, what was that? We had success.
Like the fact that we're on the first try of 2018. So far, no bugs.
That's right. So far, so good. I know. I signed on the first shot. I said, this is a bad omen.
Oh, believe me. I was like, I come in home. I'm going like, I see a headset chewed up. Oh, it's the old one. Thank God.
Thank God. Yes. All the old omens are old omens. All that is old and bad are old and bad. All new omens are good omens so far.
Yep.
All right, I guess.
Well, let's see if we remember how we did this here. Standing in champions and Rensen.
Yes. I am standing on the steps of City Hall. I'm standing on the steps in front of City Hall in Atlas Park in beautiful downtown Paragon City. Paragon Chat, rather. You know, Paragon City, Paragon Chat. Holding a torch. And it's snowing here. And I got to tell you, this week started out horribly for me outside of all the games. My stepsister made sugar cookies. I took a bite out of one. And also my tooth was hurting. I thought I chipped a tooth. The one tooth I have on the back, on the bottom, my left side, there was a crown on it, and this tooth popped the crown off of it.
Doubly.
Oh, it's been hurting. And I went the other day, they were able to put a temporary one on, and it's not doing the job so far. And, of course, they were off today, so now I got to wait till at least Monday before they could do something.
We almost got through. Okay, we got to finish it here. And if you want to join us on the call, here's how you do it. Tell us, Pogoman.
Yes, there's one of two ways of doing so. You can either call in at 714-583-6908, or if you're one of the many people joining us in the Blog Talk chat room, there's a couple of you out there, I see. You can scroll up to the top of the page, and you should see a blue square with a white S in the middle. That stands for Skype, not Super. You click on that, and that should be a free call into the studio. And as I've been saying for years now, free is good in today's economy. And today marks the beginning of year two of Paragon Radio.
There you go.
Woo.
Faithful. You know what we got to do then.
What?
In honor of that moment, we have to do the suggested name.
Hold on. All right. Oh, good Lord. Okay, go ahead. Wait, do I have
Do not know, when 2016 was turning to 2017, Pokemon had a contest. What shall we call what was turning Save City of Heroes channel to and Paragon Radio obviously won, but there was another name. And
yeah, I'm not sure
if
I have the music on. Well, I have the music on here, though. That's
It's been a while.
I don't think I have the music on here, because that was the old show when we were...
No, we played it a few times during the 2017.
Okay, but I'm trying to find it.
April Fools, I know. Yeah, April Fools, I know we did it.
Oh, okay, Fools, hold on. No, it's not there. Hold on, I'm trying to find it. Go, keep talking. I'm going to see if I can find it, though.
Anyway, one of the names came up from Misty Rain, and time by time, we like to bring that one up because it brought so much merriment to Pogo's ears when we first heard it.
Yeah, that's just great. It's just, where is it?
Shall I even attempt trying to send you the music? I mean, that might jinx it.
Yeah, guess what? It's not here anymore. Oh. What happened to it? What the hell? I didn't touch it. So where'd it go? Boo, I say. Oh.
Maybe your partner in the wrestling one?
Nah, maybe. All right. You know what? Then send it to me during the week. I'll upload it for next week. We'll do it next week.
I'll do it, at least the talking part.
All right.
Welcome to
Pogo
Super Duper Happy Fun Time radio program with Pogo Man and host Mad Viking Son, also including Remy Yahami with Bouncy Baxi Action and Boop the Ginsu Dragon. And now, here's Pogo!
Hello, thank you. Sushi, hello, hi. Hi, thank you. Hello, thank you. Hi, really, we're doing this? Hi, oy vey. I mean, hello, thank you. Pleased to meet you. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Hello.
You had to admit, that helped you with practice for when you had to do the part for Stan and Lou playing High Pan.
Yes. Hello. Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, we should backtrack on one thing. If you are listening to this on Dawn Radio at Sunday, 11 a.m. at ParagonDawn.com/dawn/dawnradio.
Oh my God! Yes,
the cheap pop. Sorry. Don't call in.
Yeah, I'll be sleeping still. I'm sorry. That's why sometimes, a lot of times, I don't make it to the Sunday shows. I have late nights, Saturday nights, and a lot of times I wake up and go, "Ah, crap! I forgot to call in." I just
and when he does
busy,
call in, and when he does call in, it's like, "Hey, Pogo, how you doing?"
Bagel coffee. Who are you? I win anything? Hold on. Every time I just said hello, thank you, I bowed. I actually bowed and made myself lightheaded. I said, what the hell am I? What did I do that for? That was stupid. No one could see me. See, that's how much in character I stay in character. All right. I got a few countdown things to tell you people about.
Okay.
International Tabletop Gaming Day 2018 will be on April 28th of this year.
Got it.
And that brings us to Dawn Con 4, July 20th.
To the 22nd. We have added a day.
Yes, I see that. And that will be 5 p.m. Is that Eastern time? 5 p.m. Eastern, right? Yeah.
Well, we haven't made times yet. Everything at the moment is still TAs.
Right. So I'm just going by days here. Hold up. Where is my countdown? Oh, okay.
Now I can send you the promo ad that we have at the moment. Or you want to wait also for next week?
Yeah, wait till next week for that. For some reason,
okay.
All right. So based on this, just based on the days, we have 105 days to International Tabletop Gaming Day and 189 days to DawnCon 4. Because it's going to start, technically, that weekend starts off, the kickoff party begins with this show, Paragon Radio, the night before.
Whether it's here or whether here or in a different location, because we've been studying hard to enter the 21st century.
Yes. Although I will admit, for those who didn't hear what happened with my tooth, I mentioned that a few minutes ago. Oh, my tooth. This week I've been out of it. My tooth. Oh. It's hurt like a pain in the ass. I was supposed to start typing a script this week, and that pretty much got put on hold a few days.
So, in other words, you're right now you're imitating Dr. Smith. The pain! The pain!
Why me? Why me? The fact that I'm talking during the show is a miracle tonight. Because they're talking about either next step is either doing an extraction or root canal.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay.
All right, well, let me jump. Since you mentioned DawnCon 4, this is what we have planned at the moment. July 20th, the kickoff party with Pogo Man will be with the Paragon Radio Show. Hopefully we can get some of the guests to come in and join as well. Then the 21st and the 22nd, it will be in the Champions Build headquarters on Champions Online. More than likely, we're going to stick with the 6 hour on each day. And music provided by Dawn Radio. And here we go. Tentative DJ lineup. On Saturday will be Ghost Captain and Black Magic. On Sunday, it'll be Short Bus and Soft Lips. And looks like the costume contest will be on Saturday, because that's Short Bus department. He has been helpful in all that time. Herc will be there, represented by Nightshade, yes. The announced guest at the moment, and you will note, at the moment, you will note, and Pogo will vouch for this, I'm slowly leaking them. Mm-hmm. Of course, returning guests, Pogo Man, of course.
Woo-hoo.
Artist, letterer of the digital comic, Zombies Ever After, and actor Swackhammer. He had a part in a movie, so yet now we have to add to the list. And musician Eben Brooks.
Woohoo!
I know you got an Eben Brooks song.
I do. I might. Yes, I do. I'll play in the background.
Yes, the popular personal arc villain.
Yes. Personal arc villain.
That's right. Last year he came up and introduced a new song. Who knows what he'll do this year?
Because you're not a villain, and you're not a hero without your own arch villain.
And Boggle Man will be the anti boop. Instead of the anti monitor, it's the anti boop.
That's boop. Right. Wait, I'm going to be the anti boop?
No. Boop, boop, that's your personal arch villain.
Oh, anti boop is my arch villain?
Yes. Poob. You're trying to picture it, aren't you?
No, I'm trying to think of something besides the anti-life equation, some kind of math equation.
All right, but that is the title. And if you want to, you can go to the Facebook event page for DawnCon. I'm putting the link even as we speak. You can say, yes, you're interested in going, or you're thinking you're going to go, or you're interested.
Yes.
And at the moment, oh, Paragon Dawn, we finally broke 100 likes. We're at 102.
Woohoo!
I remember you going like, we're at 250, we're at 300. I'm like, we're at 50. We finally broke 100.
That's marvelous. Stupendous. I don't even know where we are anymore. I haven't checked in ages.
All right. So, okay. I got the link. Here we go. So, if you're interested in DawnCon and finding out all the things that are going on, there's the link. There it is. And at the moment, from what I can see, scrolling. We have 12 going, 5 interested, which is not bad considering I made this in December.
Oh. No, we're at 388.
Like... hey, I'm glad we got to 100. And Dawn Radio has 83.
But for the last 6 months, we've been teetering around that number. We can't get above that hump. We're at that hump.
Well, we had those little problems we will not mention. Nonetheless, there's a lot of curse words involved.
Oh, right. True. Technical issues and all that.
Now, one of the things that we're thinking about adding in. Now, mm-hmm. If you've been on Champions, you have vehicles. But they don't do a whole lot of stuff to do with the vehicles on Champions. They look nice. But that's pretty much it. We're thinking about maybe adding in a drag race.
Ooh. You guys, us, you guys.
But like I said, we're thinking about it. Me and a couple of others already tested it. Yes, you can race. No, you can't bump somebody, to slow them down. But
this is like the beginning of the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. But those are the ideas. Okay. Now, shall we talk about the news that you've been building up, or the real life news that I just told you about, and you went, what?
Okay, what?
I'm assuming, the real news. Do we have the dramatic news music?
Oh, let me see. I think we have something here. Do you want dun 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 or some dramatic action news type thing?
Dramatic action news, yes.
Right. Let me see here. I can give you something. Would help if I typed in the right spot. Oh, come on.
It's been a while.
What's going on here? Yeah, would help if it was actually there. What's going on here? I got you some breaking news. How about that? Like this?
Okay. The news, Comic Copperfield. That's right, the link.
I beg your pardon?
Yep. It seems that what's been happening with all the high-profile entertainment figures to be accused of sexual misconduct, we have another name, unfortunately, to add. Stan Lee, of all people. According
Hold
to
on
a report...
A minute. Yep. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yep. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. I got a real model. Wait a minute. How are you cleaning my ears out? Because I had my headset on. Did you say Stan Lee?
Stan Lee. That's right.
Say
Stan
what?
Lee.
My
Here goodness. We go. According to a report from the Daily Mail, which cites anonymous sources, the 95-year-old Lee is currently in a legal dispute with a nursing company over claims that he sexually harassed and groped multiple female nurses who were employed to care for him at his home in West Hollywood, California. The sources told the Daily Mail that Lee walks around naked and lost his filter, sometimes asking his female nurses for oral sex in the shower and wants to be pleasured in the bedroom. Lawyers for Lee.
Oh, my.
Okay. And now I just happen to have the latest article of the response from Lee, or in this case, the lawyers of Stan Lee, in which lawyers for Lee, who became chairman emeritus of Marvel Entertainment after his 2009 sale to Walt Disney, for lack of a better way of saying it, categorically denies the claim in a statement in the Daily Mail that calls them false and despicable allegations. We are not aware of anyone filing a civil action or reporting these issues to the police, which are, for any genuine claim, would be more appropriate way to be handled, Tom Leas, Lee's lawyer, said in a statement on the site. Instead, Mr. Lee has received demands to pay money and threats that if he does not do so, the accuser will go to the media. Mr. Lee will not be extorted or blackmailed and will pay no money to anyone because he has done absolutely nothing wrong. Meanwhile, the Daily Mail only notes that a spokeswoman for Vitaly Nursing, the new nursing company working with Lee, said the comic legends has been polite, kind, and respectful with the new nurses.
Wow. You know, they interviewed the man in the street about this, and I have reaction about this.
Okay.
Well, not me, but they interviewed the man in the street when they heard this news. And this is what the man in the street had to say.
I think that's what
I don't know if you heard that. That was kind of low. Hold on. You barely hear that one.
Oh, my. I think that's what the nurses said Stan Lee said.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's right.
Now, in this age where you have to consider both sides of the story and a person's innocent until proven guilty, you know, we have to wait it out and see what happens. But a lot of the people who made comments underneath the articles are pretty much in the category of he's 95, he lost his wife last month, and now this pops up, something is rotten in Denmark.
Yes.
And I went Boston on us.
Yeah, I know. So what the hell are you doing?
Ask not what your country can do for you. All right. People, is like, so like I said, these are the comments that you find underneath the article and all going, wait a minute. I'm not going to say one way or the other which one's right, which one's wrong. I am just pointing out the article. There it is. I know someone's going to go, stop doing Fox News quotes. I was like, but we report, you decide.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stan Lee, that was that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, really, that was like, what the hell?
All right, so that's the real news.
Yes.
After that, we all know the status of the superhero movie directors. We already know about Ben Affleck. We're just waiting to see what happens after that. Okay,
right.
That's it on the real-life news. Bogo, take over.
Right. All right, so I've been catching up on my Marvel comic book reading. And, of course, we know Marvel Legacy is in full effect. So I was reading here, you know, Marvel Legacy Captain America, for example. It, you know, through the years, Captain America has taken some name changes, and now we're back to it being Captain America. And, of course, with Marvel Legacy, it's closing in on 700. So now the latest issue is number 695. So let's say you want to go back and collect, you know, let's say you're missing some issues here and there. Well, how the hell are you supposed to go back and find the issues, you know, to get your collection back? Well, what they did was they made a list. And this is how you could find your missing issues. Ready for this? Mm-hmm. This is the correct list in order of how you get all 695, or the journey of Captain America, issue 1 to number 695. Okay? Issues number 1 through 99 were in Tales of Suspense, number 1 through 99. Okay? Number 100 through 454 were Captain America, sorry, 1968. Numbers issues 100 to 454. Now, issues number 454 to 467 were actually Captain America a 1996 series, number 1 through 13. Now, number 468 to number 517 were from Captain America, 1998 series, number 1 to number 50. To go from number 518 to 549 was a Captain America series, 2002, number 1 through 32. To go from number 550 to number 619 was Captain America 2005, which was number 1 through 50, and then 600 to 619. So now you go from number 620 to 638, which was Captain America 2011, number 1 to number 19. I'm sorry, number 1 to, yeah, number 1 to number 19, yes. Now, from number 639 to number 663, that brings you to another Captain America series from 2012, number 1 through 25. Okay, so number 664 to number 669, you get the all-new Captain America series from 2015, and that's number 1 through number 6. All right, now number 670 to 693, that's Sam Wilson Captain America from 2015, number 1 through number 24. And then 694 would be Captain America 2015. That was issue number 25 of that series. And then Mark Waid and Chris Samnee, Captain America number 695, Home of the Brave Part 1. And that brings you, ladies and gentlemen, all 695 issues. So if you follow that list, you have all 695 issues of Captain America. And at that point, when Home of the Brave Part 1, that's when they went back to numbering them 695, 696, 697. And concurrently from that forward, that's where they're numbering them.
Well, you know another why one. Marvel's doing, you do know why Marvel's doing that.
Go on, let's hear your theory.
Because of DC, in five more issues, Superman hits the 1,000 mark.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I figure because Marvel, I mean, DC is going back to numbering all their big ones, like Superman, Batman, Detective Comics, Wonder Woman. All their big ones like that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but everyone, yeah, I can see you, it's like, Superman 1000 is coming up. You're parked over at the comic shop. It doesn't matter what. It's minus 30 degrees. I'm getting the comic. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, it's on my pull list, so I'm getting it no matter what anyways.
Well, the question is, will it be original or will it be another variant comic?
True.
You got to make sure you get the original.
Yes. I do have a couple more for you. Mm-hmm. This one is Marvel Legacy Generation X. It's not as bad. It's not as big as the list because there aren't that many title issues.
I was about to say, number wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. There aren't, right? Number 1 through 75 was called Generation X. Came out in 1994. Obviously, those were the first 75 issues. And then numbers 76 through 84 were Generation X. They came out in 2017. Issues 1 through 9. Okay, and that started up this year. And then Christina Strain and Amilcar Pinna came in and took over the series. And then this month, Generation X, number 85, Survival of the Fittest Part 1. And then going forward, they're going to be numbered 86, 87, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, and then one more of the legacy, and then I have... then I want to get into the Mutant Resurrection second wave stuff, which is pretty cool. A couple of things with that to talk about. Okay.
Okay.
Marvel Legacy, The Incredible Hulk. Number 1 through 101 was actually in Tales to Astonish, the first 101 issues. And then 102 to 474, it was called Incredible Hulk. That was back in 1968. 475 to 485, it was just called I'm sorry, 475-45 is called Hulk in 1999, numbers 1 through 11. 486 through 586, Incredible Hulk from 2000, it was number 12 through 112. Number 587 to 598 in the overall series, Hulk in 2008 was number 1 through 12. And then 599 to 634, back to the Incredible Hulk in 2009. 600 to, what we got here, 638, if I'm reading my numbers right. I'm sorry, 635. I'm sorry, I'm not reading my, pen died at that point. 635 to 649, Incredible Hulk in 2011. Number 1 through 15. Number 650 to 669, Indestructible Hulk in 2013, number 1 through 20. Number 670 to 685, Hulk in 2014, number 1 through 16. And then 686 to 708, the totally awesome Hulk, 216. That was in 2016, sorry. And that was number 1 through 23, which brings us to this month. I'm sorry, a couple of months ago, rather, with Greg Pak and Greg Land. The Incredible Hulk, number 709, with Return to Planet Hulk, Part 1. And they're a couple of issues down. Now they're up to issue 711 with that series. Now, as part of the Mutant Resurrection second wave, there was a series that started up earlier this year, Jean Grey series, right? Now,
right.
Jean Grey, as you know, she felt the Phoenix coming. And the whole point of the series was she was visiting this one. How do I fight? Or how do I get ready for the Phoenix? Tell me something about the Phoenix Force, blah, blah, blah. Well, that was the first 10 issues. So now, after that, at the end of issue 10, you have to read the Phoenix Resurrection series, which is a five-parter coming out each week. Okay? So you read Jean Grey 1 through 10. Then you read Phoenix Resurrection 1 through 5. Then you go back and read Jean Grey number 11, which is the series conclusion. And then X-Men Red number 1 comes out, which is a third, another X-Men team book comes out. And if I remember right reading, it's going to be Jean Grey, Nightcrawler, I think Prince Namor is going to be in there. I think Magic's going to be in there. I think Wolverine's going to be in that one, too. Do you remember a couple years ago they were joking that Wolverine's in all the team books? Do you remember that back in the 2000s? Yeah, here you go. He's in this one again. Old Man Logan's, he's in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and also now there's going to be two miniseries coming out. It just started. Rogue and Gambit, and now it's not. It didn't come out this week. I'm not sure if it's coming out next week or the week after. Legion gets his own miniseries, and that's going to be part of it. Also, the rest of it. Also, they're talking about two favorites coming back. Well, obviously, Jean Grey's one. If you read Astonishing X-Men, Charles Xavier is coming back.
Yep.
Professor X. So I thought that was the two. But hold on. There's more. On select issues of Marvel Comics, January, February, March, there will be an icon of the face of Wolverine. His brown and black, or his black and tan costume. The face. The iconic, you know, costume he had in the 80s. The sticker's going to be on there. And if you see it on there, there will be, it's basically they're calling it a post-credit scene, like a one-page comic is going to be in the book. But I bet you're going, gee, I wonder what comics they'll be in. Oh, you faithful lawyer listeners, have no fear, because I wrote down the list for you. You don't have to go worrying about it. I have the list right here. Get ready. January's list consists of the following. It's going to be three comics for each of the following month in January, February, March. Ready? January's list comprises of Captain America, number 697, Amazing Spider-Man, 794. Mighty Thor, 703. February, Marvel 2-in-1, number 3. Black Panther, 170. Avengers, number 680. Okay, March, Incredible Hulk, 714. X-Men, number 2. Invincible Iron Man, number 598. Now, remember when I said X-Men, number 2? They didn't say which team of X-Men. They didn't say which one. They just said X-Men, number 2. So I'm like, wait a minute, which team? It just said X-Men.
Oh, I just found an article that's a good segue on this one. Now, we know in the movies, okay, Patrick Stewart played Professor X.
Yes.
Well known for Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Well, it seems that before the show aired, they were debating on what Captain Jean-Luc Picard will look like. If you take a look at the link that I just posted in...
Yes.
It seems that they were deciding if Captain Picard would have a full head of hair. There is an actual pic in the article.
No, you don't say.
Go right ahead and take a look.
Hold on. Come on, I had to refresh the page. Finish refreshing, damn it. Well, while my page is refreshing, I have something else to bring up. Marvel has something called Marvel HQ. And it's on YouTube. It's a YouTube page. We go to youtube.com/MarvelHQ, and they have full episodes of three of their animated series, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers Assemble, and Spider-Man. You can find them there. That's all. Okay. I'm refreshing it, and it's still not coming up for me. I've lost my chat page.
All right. I'll put it on your Skype.
Okay, but I just lost the entire chat page for the show. That's what I'm worried about. Where's my chat page? Well, you are. Okay, great. Now the Google Chrome, nothing is responding from Google Chrome. Oh.
But you're still talking.
I know.
You're still talking.
No, I have the studio. I have the studio page.
Okay.
Oh. Don't
leave that one alone.
I'm not touching anything. Okay, wait. It's coming back. It's connecting. I'm connecting. Loading language. Okay, there I am.
There you are. Okay.
All right, hold on. I'm clicking on it. I think it's opening for me. No. Okay, there. The Next Generation's Captain Picard almost had a full head of hair.
Yep. I'll read the article, and when you hear his laughter, that's when he found the pic. Most fans have probably never seen Patrick Stewart with a full head of hair. He has been bald since he's entered the public eye as Star Trek The Next Generation, Jean-Luc Picard. But that was almost the case. Captain Picard nearly had a full head of hair, and this makeup test photo seen here shows how Patrick Stewart might have looked like with a well-coiffed Starfleet captain. And he's looking at the pic. Oh, he hasn't got the pic yet.
No, it won't open. I got to it. I'm clicking on it, but it won't come on. Open a fail.
From Paul Hain, the Twitter poster, I knew they initially tried to make Patrick Stewart wear a wig for Captain Picard, but I never seen the test photo, and now the day is complete. Now, I'll put it this way. When I saw the pic, one thing came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
My hair could have been huge.
Oh, don't tell me they made me look like Trump head.
You have to see it for yourself.
I want to see it for myself, but it won't open. Come on. Open. I command thee to open. Open. I command thee to open. Oh, good Lord.
Was I right?
Look at my hair. I'm fabulous. I'm gorgeous. Look at my head, ladies. It looks too bland on him. That would take away his personality. Ooh. Ooh, I say boo. Ooh.
Boo. So there he is.
If you scroll down, Janeway has a shaved head. And then Cisco's like, subtly shaking his head.
Yeah.
What?
Let's say
did
Cisco was bald.
Yeah, no. But his reaction to it, it's like he's subtly shaking and then also yells, ha!
Yeah, like I said, that was the first thing that came to my mind. My hair could have been huge.
Yeah.
All right.
I would have been admiral of the Federation. Forget being captain.
All right, back to you or your list.
Let's see, where was I up to? I think that was it.
All right.
That's all I had. I think that's it. Because I was waiting to find out, like, they didn't do anything for the X-Men yet, like Uncanny X-Men. Because, like, Gold and Blue were based off X-Men and Uncanny X-Men. I'm surprised, and they haven't done their numbers yet. They haven't done anything, like, updated their numbers yet, so...
Now, I would mention stuff about DC, but you haven't read DC yet.
And, of course, the other night I couldn't sleep because of my toothache. I decided to watch season 2 of Supermansion on Crackle. So I'm up to date on all that now. I watched that the other night. So
I'm hoping to get another season of Supermansion since the Awesomes are canceled.
Oh, is it? I didn't watch that
yet.
I didn't check that out yet. But, yeah, I enjoyed Supermansion. I did. And I think now they're just showing them on. Season 2 just hit Adult Swim, so.
Which was inevitable. Creators
right,
of Robot Chicken.
Exactly, so. So let's see them go, and I'm waiting for them to do season 3 now. But I think they said it takes them 2 years to do a season, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth the wait, though. It is worth the wait.
All right, so the other news, of course, they did at Christmas time, they did it. Doctor Who, now female.
Oh, yes.
At the ending, she fell out of the TARDIS, and the TARDIS went boom.
Well, not that she fell out. The TARDIS ejected her, saying, bitch, I'm the only female around here. Who do you think you are? All right. I just pictured it because the TARDIS is female, and I was like, man, even the TARDIS doesn't want a female doctor. What the hell?
Now, come on. No. I've been kind of waiting to see when they were going to do it. And we can't judge yet on the new Doctor. Like I said, I've been waiting. You know I've been mentioning, you know, Doctor Who should be a woman sometime in the near future.
But they have been setting it up because of the fact that Missy is the Master and it's a female version. And they have been setting it up. But I mean, a lot of people, and I was shocked when a certain person I know who's a loyal, diehard Whovian, and his reaction to it, he was not happy with it.
I mean, it was never really defined that the Doctor had to be male. He's
true.
Just, you know, Doctor Who is the person, he's the Time Lord, he's got to be watching it. Well, now she, Right. Protector of all the universe, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And I don't see no rule book going like, it must be male. So, like I said.
Well.
Now, admittedly, my favorites are Tom Baker and David Tennant.
Right.
Let's see how this one does before any judgment is made. That's what I say. I mean, I was, you know, I already mentioned my favorites, which I found interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Lip. David Tennant, he's still acting. He's the voice
of
Uncle Scrooge.
Yes.
In the DuckTales.
Yes. My favorites were Tom Baker,
mm-hmm.
Tennant, Capaldi. What I found out, though, this weekend, I was watching with my dad. We finally got up to Troughton. And surprisingly, there aren't a lot of Troughton's episodes available. There's maybe 6 or 7 of his storylines available. The rest got damaged or destroyed.
Mm. What years were they? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, I don't remember. But it was just weird. It was just so. I mean, we got up to like watching the third series of his. Hold on a second. I gotta fix my glasses.
All right.
We finished watching like the third story, and there's only like 3 more left, 3 or 4 more left. I'm like, and he has the habit of falling asleep because he does dialysis during the week, like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and he was falling asleep because I go out there on a Saturday. I'm like, you better stay awake, otherwise you're gonna miss it. There aren't a lot of his stories available. But then once you get past him, like pretty much all the other doctors have all their stories available. So.
Maybe they were on Betamax.
No, I think pretty much for some reason the studio, they didn't keep a lot of them. Like, what's his name? The first doctor, they made so many stories back then. And I don't know how they had so many copies available. But Troughton, they just destroyed a lot of them. Like they were done, they threw them out.
Mm.
So...
I couldn't tell you on that one. But usually the, you know, end all answer, it was on Betamax. It's like, everything's on Betamax. All the good stuff. And nobody can play it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Maybe I can find the answer. Give me a few minutes. I'll look for the answer here.
All right. Well, I know I told you and you went la 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 about the
wait.
About the doomsday clock. All right. Am I still in la 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 la?
Yeah, because I didn't have a chance to read them. I didn't because I was going to read them today, but I had such a headache today. So
okay.
I tell you what, right. I'll take my headset off because I was going to look something up and my computer is just frozen.
Okay. So. While he's
away. Right, I will take my headset off. I'll keep my Skype open. You type in, come back when you're ready. Okay? Ready?
Okay.
Set, go.
All right. While he's away, the biggest news about the Doomsday Clock is the return of a hero that no one really expected him to come back. Considering the fact that last we seen him, he fell out of a penthouse. That's right. At the end of page of issue 2 of the Doomsday Clock, the comedian is alive and working for Luthor. This was in the news, so I'm able to say it quickly, no problem. He just hasn't seen that page yet. So they brought in Asmodeus. They brought in a new Rorschach. But the original comedian, for some reason, is alive. That leaves... The only three yet to be found. Well, 4 technically. We know Manhattan's in the area. And that leaves the original Rorschach. He's still dead. Silk Spectre and Night Owl. No trace of the last two as of yet. We'll keep paying attention and find out more. I'm now asking him to come back. As he comes back, oops, let's try the right channel. He comes back from the soundproof booth, listening to Kenny G. Are you there?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Coming out of the soundproof booth, your partner haven't heard the answer. The top five questions are on the board. No.
Oh, okay. I am ready to answer the questions the best I can. See. Orange. Admiral Schmiglap.
I gotta remember. We would arraign me if we talk about doing Family Feud on Dawn Radio to test it out, and I got the. I have a box with the questions and listings and all that. So we're thinking about it. So guess what? You may be volunteering again. So every time volunteered, you won. I want to point this out.
Okay, I'm trying to hear. Okay, I got something here about the missing episodes from Doctor Who. There are numerous portions of the long-running British sci-fi television program, Doctor Who, that are no longer held by the BBC. Between 1967 and 1978, the BBC routinely deleted archive programs for various practical reasons, lack of space, scarcity of materials, a lack of rebroadcast rights. As a result of the call, 97 of 253 episodes from the program's first 6 years are currently missing, primarily from seasons 3 through 5, leaving 26 serials incomplete. Many more were considered lost until recovered from various sources, mostly overseas broadcasters. Doctor Who is not unique in its losses, as many broadcasters regularly clear their archives in this manner. Until the BBC changed its archiving policy in 1978, thousands of hours of programming in all genres were deleted. Doctor Who is unusual, however, in that each of its 97 missing episodes survives in audio form, recorded off-air by fans at home. Most episodes are also represented by production stills, telesnaps, or short video clips. Furthermore, after careful restoration, all 1970s episodes exist in full color, which is not always the case for other series. Let's see here. On April 20th, April 2006, it was announced on Blue Peter that a life-size Dalek would be given to anyone who found or returned one of the missing episodes in January
2000. I think Pogo Man went bye-bye. King Cat, I know you're there. Can you still hear me? I have to wait a little bit. There's going to be a delay. Cat, can you hear me? All right, so I got to see if I'm still connected. And which then, if so, I'll keep talking until he comes back. And whoop. Okay. So King Cat can hear me. All right. So Pogo, can't hear you. Refresh. Okay. No audio for Pogo as I type in his chat. All right. So I will continue on until he comes back. So, while he's doing that, we'll talk on something Let's see. What can we, I got to find something real fast. Oh, yes. Now I remember here. Time by time, I looked for the silly things on Newsarama, and I found one, how they cast Disney's X-Men movie universe. Now, like I said, I know King Cat here is listening, as well as those will be listening on Sunday on the replay. But here's what they say about for Disney of the recasting as they come as the X-Men comes into Disney. Here we go. They for Kitty Pryde, they have Millie Bobby Brown. And I normally they pick out. Oh yeah, Stranger Things actress. They're from Stranger Things. Hold on, let's see. Oh, that's another thing altogether. All right. Okay, now I think that is Pokemon cursing. Okay. He had a restart. He'll be right back. Okay. Moving on. Their other cast, Logan Lerman, who is from the Percy Jackson films as Cyclops. I'm seeing Teen Flex. Oh, boy. Daniel Craig as Charles Xavier. Possible. All right. Saoirse C. Ronan as Jean Grey. Who's he? Okay, yeah, he's going. Yeah, he's cursing. There's going to be some good curses. Lucas Hedges as Iceman. Breakup performance of 260 Manchester by the Sea. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of teens for some reason on this one. Will Poulter as the Beast. You may recognize him from the Maze Runner film franchise. Harry Styles as Angel, the former One Direction. Oh, gosh. This is not looking good already. Yara Shahardi as Storm, star of the Freeform Grown-ish. Liam Hemsworth as Colossus. I guess since... he's out of his contract for Thor. They may want to stick him. Oh, wait, that's Liam Hemsworth. Okay. Different Hemsworth. All right. Anyway, Timothy Chalamet as Nightcrawler. Starring the Call Me By Your Name. And for Wolverine, Charlie Hunnam. Charlie Hunnam, best known as Jax Taylor on the Sons of Anarchy. Yeah, oh yeah. We're going to have some curse words when he comes back. All right. So, yeah. Most of those, I was like, look at that. I'm going like, okay, yeah, this is like Disney teen. Well, what's strange enough is, for the longest time, Hugh Jackman talked about, you know, teaming up with the Marvel Universe, and now he seems like he's doesn't want to do that part. Now, whether, you know, the other stars like, you know, Patrick Stewart, et cetera, join in, who knows? I guess contracting rights and all that, who knows what can happen. But that's what Newsarama looked at and go, it's Disney. We have to expect the teeny boppers. Please let this article be wrong. That's all I ask. Now, I've been waiting for this to happen here, and they've been showing pics of it all over the net. The Legion of Superheroes will be in the Supergirl series. They have Mon-El, they have Saturn Girl, and they have Brainiac 5. And for some reason, there's some controversy about Brainiac 5. Basically, on his look. I'm trying to find the article that had a complaint on it. Yeah, here it is. Coming from comicbook.com. Jesse Rath responds to backlash about the Brainiac 5 makeup. The year hasn't exactly impressed fans. Now the actor responds to the backlash with purplish blue skin, white hair, and three odd glowing blue circles on his forehead. Raspberry is a far cry from the character, which is green skin. Jason Rath goes, I get better looking throughout the episode. I promise. Just wait till I start talking. I'll grow on you. Yeah, we all know comic book fans, we're a bit of a stickler. While Rats Brainiac 5 appears to be more of the blue-purple side of things and not the Indigo, after all, Brainiac 5 comes from several centuries in the future and has a slightly different appearance from Indigo for that reason, it still isn't a look sitting well with fans. Disappointing appears size, fans are excited to see the Legion appear on Supergirl. They've been teasing for years, they've been showing the ring, and now three of them, well, Monel already came in, but now Saturn Girl and Brainiac 5 joins the ranks. Who else might come in? I see a possibility of maybe Wildfire. I mean, it's a combination of the person walking in a suit or a CGI blob of energy. That's always a possibility. All right, got an update. PC is doing a reboot. Not telling him how long it will take. And we're going till 10:30 tonight. So in other words, I guess once I hang up at that time, there won't be an after party. So I apologize for this. But yeah, Pogo, he's not happy. So, okay. I can't. Plus, a friend was supposed to call in towards the end of the show. So he's right now. Now, possibly what's getting me is being affected right now is that another blast of Arctic air is coming down the eastern seaboard. Now, I see that's not really going to affect him much at the moment, but later on it will. But we all getting drenched with rain. So that may have been playing a factor on him. I won't know until he comes back cursing in full blast. All right. And I don't have a way for anyone to call, pick up if anyone calls. So please, if you're trying to call in, can't do it at the moment. Kind of stuck. Okay. All right, back to what else is going on here. Well, normally around this time here, he'll be reading updates. Okay, I think I can do that. Hold on. When I get back, he wants to talk about Critical Role. Okay, all right. All right, okay. Yeah, he has something to talk about once he comes back. And there may be some curse words in the process, but he'll be there ready to talk. On Champions, let's see what updates is going on. They finished up the holiday season, and if you're a subscriber of Champions, whether it be Gold or Lifetime, your monthly costume piece is Ice Wings. Fly through the skies on the coolest wings imaginable. If you subscribe in January, you can get your own pair of Ice Wings. So check that out here. And is there anything sale in the Zen store? Yes, the Catalysts are on sale. Whether it be rank upgrade safeguards, they're on sale. So if you're a crafter, you can now tinker. Okay, that's easy. Is there anything new to talk about? No, nothing new as of this time. In that category. At least not that I can see out of the gate. Now, oh, yes. Well, this do speak new. Also with Dawn Radio, if you do listen at paragondawn.com/dawnradio, we have two new fill-in DJs. That'll be DJ Smirks and DJ Cybrex. like to welcome them. They came into a pinch hit multiple times. And for those listening to Dawn Radio, you're going like, why is there smoothies on auto music? Well, about a couple of weeks ago, my auto music, so I have to rebuild to get all the smoothies out. If you do listen and there is a smoothie, report it, and we'll try and get it out as fast as possible. At the moment, the full tilt concentration for me, of course, is getting ready for DawnCon. You heard a little bit. We're talking about drag races, bringing back the original games. We got three guests already listed. We got more guests to come to be listed. I've already put up the link for the Facebook event page. Like I said, mark interested or going if you are thinking about it. I would love to see responses to all the stuff that's been being posted. It has been slowly growing of interest here. And got to thank Pokemon. This was his baby, his idea. He came up to me and go, hey, how about doing a Comic-Con style event on Champions? You know, us coming from City of Heroes and those who know, we did big parties. So we caught Champions by surprise. And, you know, I've actually had people, this is like a real life party. Well, that was the idea. So it's been a great hit. It went great and increased each year. And now we're up to DawnCon 4. It'll be on July 20th to 22nd. And all we're just waiting now. Wait a minute. Nope, he's still trying to work on something here. Thought I saw something pop in and out. All right. Now, like I said, you know, when hearing this, and believe me, on Dawn Radio, when this comes around, whether it's the recorded playback or I fill in live, we got very vocal listeners. So I will, you know, I'll probably be up listening, watching the chat when this is airing. So what do you think? Should we have drag races? I've already looked. The best place would be in Canada. On the map here, they have a big circular field that goes all pretty much you hit all zones. So if you're looking for the, you know, location perks, that will zap all zones in Canada in one run. And also gives you something to tinker on your vehicles. Obviously you want to tinker on speed. Like I said, this is an idea. It's being kicked around. Just start going like, why are you planning so early? Well, because things been getting bigger and better. So got to put ahead a lot of effort ahead in the earlier stages. And still no news on the status of one Pogo who is still missing. I'm hoping, like I said, it's not anything to do with weather relations. So if you're saying it might end at, it might just kick me off and I'm kind of stuck. So I got about 15 minutes left. So let's see if there's anything else that I can quickly find in the forums of news that may be of interest to all. Yes, on the movie list, Pogo likes to point out all the things here. 20th Century Fox is shuffling around the X-Men movie schedule with three of its four mutant movies receiving new release dates. April 13th, New Mutants has been pushed back to February 22nd, 2019, 10 months later than originally intended. That theatrical date is readily scant. However, both Sony Silver and Black Spider-Man Eckerd Film and Warner Brothers Lego Movie are scheduled for February the 8th. Deadpool 2 is moving up 2 weeks, jumping from June 1st to May 18th. That puts Ryan Reynolds' led films in direct competition with Slender Man and 1 week ahead instead of behind of Solo, A Star Wars Story. That is smart. I got to give it right there. It does put Deadpool 2 just 2 weeks following Avengers Infinity War. Well, it looks like sooner or later that one's just it's not getting around. All right, Gambit. Excuse me. Misdirector Gore Verbinski reported Bliss left due to scheduling conflicts, has been moved from February 14, 2019 to June 7, 2019. The sources say that the heavy comedic tone of the Channing Tatum-led film led the studio to moving it from February 14th, the same weekend as Deadpool debuted in 2016, to a more traditional summer movie date. The new date puts a full month after Avengers 4 and going head-to-head with a new Charlie's Angels reboot. Oh, he's updating. Pogo, I can sympathize. Let me explain what happened. And for those who listen to Dawn Radio understand, I got hit with the Windows update, and it affected my Winamp big time. Yeah, that's my auto music. So I can right now sympathize with him. He is going to be screaming for a while. All right. Got about 14 minutes left, so looks like Deadpool 2 will be coming in between the big names of them all. This one, Solo, and Avengers Infinity War, also starring Josh Brolin. Of course, that being Thanos, the big man himself. That's right. We've already seen the teasers. We're going, ooh, ah. And let's see what happens right there on that. Let's quickly look to see if there's anything else of interest. It looks like people are getting their wish. There's going to be a second animated Suicide Squad. It's titled Suicide Squad Hell to Pay. They have a voice cast. Here's the full cast at the moment. Christian Slater will be Deadshot. Billy Brown, Bronze Tiger. Liam McIntyre, Captain Boomerang. Kristen Bauer Von Stratten, Killer Frost. Gideon Emery, Copperhead. Tara Strong will replay Harley Quinn. Vanessa Williams, Amanda Waller. They're breaking Vanessa Williams out of the CCs. That's interesting. Okay. C. Thomas Howell is Zoom. Daniel Ramirez, Scandal Savage. James Urbanka, Professor Pig. Julie Nathanson, Silver Banshee. Jim Perry, Vandal Savage and Vertigo. Greg Grunberg, Maxim Steel. David Fennoy, Blockbuster and Tobias Whale. Sissy Jones, Knockout. Natalie Lander is Dharma. Trevor Duvall is Punch. Dave Boat, Harvey Dent slash Two-Face. And Matthew Mercer as Savage Gunman. Suicide Squad Hell to Pay will be released this spring. So we will be seeing the new version. Now, like I said, the returning characters is Deadshot, Harley Quinn, Killer Frost, and Captain Boomerang. As we all know, the others didn't quite make it. So, obviously, new list. So, okay. Let's see how he's doing here. He's still updating. He's going to be talking about playing Beat the Clock. And I'm trying to see where his status at the moment here. And this blunder has been brought to you by Windows. That's right, Windows, where they absolutely positively tell you you must update now. Like I said, Pogo, I feel your pain. Oh. Oy vey. All right, I'm trying to find out what happens, you know, when 10:30 rolls around, because what happens, you know, you can't. He's trying to call him, but it won't let him use the keypad for the pin. Oh, man. Oh, God. All right, so let me ask him what happens in a few minutes. All right, we got some curse words. Oh, we got a beauty. I'm kind of holding back because, like I said, when I air this, it will be on Sunday at 11 a.m. on Paragon Dawn Radio. And kids are kind of up at this moment. So, yeah, I'm holding back on the... Well, I will say this. King Cat, I do want to thank you for coming in for the Block Talk Radio chat room and pointing out that I was audible. So I was able to continue on. Oh, wait. I see 20. The countdown is on. All right. I guess, well, if this is the case here, then... we'll talk to you later on Paragon Radio Podcast. Till next time, the Mad Viking. Let's see what happens, though. I have really no time saying, but I'm just going to keep going and talk until 10:30, just in case there is some extra recording to go with it. All right, according to the top of it, I should be off the air. I'm going to ask right now here... asking King Cat. Or you can still. Oh, I was like, I had a Yoda moment there on this one. Okay, every DJ is going like, damn you all to hell. Windows. King Cat, any response on the? I gotta remember, there's a delay on this one. All right, I'll keep reading until I get a response on this one here. And among the other things that have been happening, the buybacks, there is another one that just might be coming back, and that is. Well, I'll read it. Let's see. Marvel Comics announced that starting January 2019, it will regain the license to publish comic books based on Robert E. Howard's Conan the Barbarian. Marvel published Conan from 1970-2000 when the license transferred to Dark Horse Comics. From Barry Windsor-Smith to John Buscema to Neil Adams, a legendary lineup of amazing artists brought Conan to life in the pages of Marvel Comics, said C.B. Sabluski, editor-in-chief of Marvel. It's a legacy we're now going to live up with the talent we have lined up from the Cimmerian Barbarians Homecoming in early 2019. No creative teams or titles were announced. Marvel's previous Conan series included Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Avenger, Conan the Savage, and the Savage Sword of Conan. So, yes, Conan the Barbarian is coming back to Marvel Comics. And I just went Arnold Schwarzenegger on this one. So, I for that interest here, I will post that link up. In hopes that maybe, and I will also send this as well to Pogo. That Conan the Barbarian is coming back to Marvel. And I that one I'm happy about because I remember. You know, I got into comics off of my brother, and he had a whole bunch of comics. And Conan was a big one. And, oh, It pains me to remember the day my parents threw out his collection because he had the first introduction to Red Sonja. Oh, that was pain. And I'm sure there's a few comic book fans who can sympathize that pain as well. He also had Johnny Blaze, Ghost Rider number one. So that's another ouch, pain, agony. And it looks like the Shazam theatrical release date has been confirmed. Shazam will be released on April 5th, 2019, confirming that the date, which has been preview filled with unnamed DC comic films, belongs to Zachary Levi's starring film. And of course, the nearest one that's coming up, the untitled DC movie was scheduled for July 27th of this year, but it's been removed from the Warner Bros. Only sort of. Filling in for the original date is Teen Titans Go to the Movies. So they substituted Shazam with Teen Titans Go. There better be a new version of the B.E.R. song. That's all I could say on that one. I had to choose. Substitute Shazam with Teen Titans Go. Something just doesn't sound right. Okay. Okay, with 3 minutes left to go, and Pogo is still battling. That was a little sneak peek of one other thing here. Deadpool's two-star Ryan posted a new promo image for the film on Twitter, revealing Wade Wilson's Golden Girls-inspired names for his swords, Bea and Arthur. Along with the new image, Reynolds confirmed that the technically still untitled sequel new release date is May 18th. So, yep, Bea Arthur lives on. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, at least he's still there. Thank you, King Cat. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. That Windows update really hit him and hit him good at the wrong time. So, with 2 minutes to go, I want to thank everyone for listening to Blog Talk Radio. I am the Mad Viking. We will try to continue this on a more permanent basis. If Pogoman is listening, my next Friday is available to do it. He almost made the full hour. We got to give him that. And then Windows. Yes, Windows. Hold on, we have one last word. All right, well, he does say cool about Conan the Barbarian. All right, he did say that. With 1 minute to go, okay, I am for Mad Viking. I guess I'll have to do it for Pogo. Want to thank everyone for listening here. Thank you for listening to Paragon Radio Podcast. Keep buying the comic book. Keep watching the movies. Skip the films. Hopefully join us for Dawn Con 4. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. And on that note, I guess all that's left to say is, yeah, he can't get into the pin. Ugh. So I guess I have to do it. And as always,